I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
This month is our month of prayer, and we started a journey looking at the necessity of prayer. Now Jesus told us in Luke 18 verse 1 that men ought always to pray and not get tired. And Paul also admonished us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that pray without ceasing. And so prayer is like a heartbeat that must not stop. Prayer is like the intake of breath. It must not stop. The moment prayer stops in the life of a believer, something dies. Please help me announce to the one by you, the day you stop prayer, something starts dying in your life. It's like the day you stop breathing, something starts dying in you. But I pray that this month of June, there will be a resurrection and a restoration.
Amen.
I said there will be a resurrection and a restoration.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for that. So we said, what is the necessity of prayer? We said first, fellowship with the Father.
Yes,
that because prayer is communication with our Father, it is what establishes our relationship with Him. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 that when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. That means that prayer establishes our relationship with our Father. Are you hearing me? Also, we explain that it is for the maintenance of zeal and spiritual fervency. That if you be on fire for the Lord, prayer is a sine qua non. In other words, it is something you cannot stop doing if you still be on fire for the Lord. Praying is fanning spiritual fire. To pray is to fan your spiritual fire. And the more you pray, the more intense your fire becomes. Tells the one who praying is fanning your spiritual fervor. And to pray more is to fan your fire more. May nobody's spiritual fire die from today.
Amen.
I said, may no one here lose the spiritual fervor from today.
Amen.
Prayer is very important for the maintenance of zeal. And then we also said it is for the generation of Holy Spirit presence. Prayer is for the generation of Holy Spirit presence. Can I hear your loudest amen? Prayer is for the generation of the presence of the Lord around you. Whenever you pray, you are inciting the Spirit of the Lord to surround you. Whenever you pray, you start feeling the presence of God. You start experiencing the glory of God around you. The Bible says that as Jesus was coming out of the water in prayer, the heavens opened and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So this month of prayer, as you pray, may the heavens be open and may the presence of God visit you.
Amen.
I said, may the presence of God tabernacle over your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also said that it is necessary for spiritual warfare, that is binding and losing. It is necessary for spiritual warfare, binding and losing. Jesus said we can bind and we can lose, we can and we can disallow. And it is only possible by prayer. It is in prayer you talk to whatever the devil is doing in your life. So for spiritual warfare, we resort to prayer. And we also said prayer is necessary for asking and receiving. That you cannot ask, you cannot receive unless on the altar of communication, which is prayer. No child can request anything from the father or mother unless there is communication in place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told you about the story I heard from Pastor Polinechi, one of my fathers in the Lord. And Pastor Polinechi shared a story how two couple, a husband and a wife, and they were not talking. They were fighting, so they were not talking. And then when the man was going to sleep, the man wrote on paper, I have a flight to catch, 7 a.m. Wake me up. On a paper. And dropped it by the bed because they were not talking. So the wife also woke up and saw the note, wake me up 7 a.m. I have a flight to catch. Then the wife also took a pen and wrote, it's 7 a.m. wake up. And the wife also dropped it. How many of you can be how can you wake up by a note? The husband slept till about 10 a.m., woke up and was so angry and ranting. I told you to walk back. I said, no, you left a note. I responded with a note. Tell someone, you cannot request anything minus communication. So it is the platform for asking and receiving prayer. That is why men must always pray and not stop. Because it gives you the opportunity to ask and receive. I think that is where we ended last week. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for today, write down number six. The necessity of prayer. We are looking at how important prayer is to our lives. It is for the procuring of mercy and forgiveness. Prayer procures mercy and forgiveness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is in prayer that we are able to plead for the mercy of God. It is in prayer that we are able to ask God for his forgiveness. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, the verse number 14. And I want us all to open our eyes wide and read from the screens. Is that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and will pray and will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So prayer is the platform for the procurement of mercy and forgiveness. If there is anyone here who knows of any sin in your life, what you need is prayer to request for God's mercy and forgiveness. If there is anyone here who is not proud about something you have done, who is not proud about something that has happened in your life, and you feel like God is upset with you, what you need is prayer for mercy. And I stretch forth my two hands in the spirit and I declare, may the mercy of God be dispensed to your direction.
Amen.
May the mercy of God be released to your direction.
Amen.
And for whatever the devil is using as an authority or as a reason to rob you of your blessing, I pray that the mercy of God will vindicate and have mercy.
Amen.
The mercy of God will restore you.
Amen.
The mercy of God will give you intervention.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say, I receive mercy and forgiveness. Say, I receive mercy and forgiveness. In Matthew 6, the verse number 9, Jesus said, this is how to pray. And then in verse 12, he says that forgive us our debt as we forgive others. So in prayer, we ask for forgiveness. I pray for you that may every sin that is speaking against you be silenced by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
If God forgave the sin of Cain, may God forgive you your own sin.
Amen.
May God have mercy upon you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why priests and leaders are supposed to intercede and pray for mercy and forgiveness for their congregation. Joel chapter 2 verse 17. It says, let the priest who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. That is, pray on the altar and in the porch. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations shall rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord will be zealous. Verse 18. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land, and will have mercy on his people, will pity his people. This month of June, may the Lord pity you.
Amen.
Oh, if your amen is better, the Lord will remember you.
Amen.
I said, listen, I'm speaking to some people. I said, this month, the Lord will have mercy upon you.
Amen.
I don't know what is going wrong in your life, but the Lord will show you kindness.
Amen.
The Lord will pity your own case.
Amen.
And the Lord will help you. Clap your two and say, I am the one. I am the one. How many of you know that God even forgave the sin of Cain? A lot of you thought that the story of Cain just ended like that. God forgave the sin of Cain. After Cain killed his brother Abel, the Lord pronounced a punishment upon Cain. And the Bible said in Genesis chapter 4 verse 13 to 15 that Cain prayed to the Lord, and the Lord had mercy on Cain, and the Lord make a mark on Cain so that nobody would dare touch the killer. The Bible says that he that draws a sword will die by a sword. That what a man sows, that he will reap. So for you to kill Abel, Cain, you also deserve to die. But when Cain besought the Lord in prayer, the Lord reversed that judgment. And I declare that this morning, the Lord is reversing somebody's judgment.
Amen.
Let your amen be the loudest here.
Amen.
The Lord is reversing somebody's verdict.
Amen.
I declare every verdict of witches and wizards against you because of your sins, the Lord reverses it. The Lord cancels it. The mercy of the Lord is speaking for you. The mercy of the Lord is speaking for you. The mercy of the Lord is speaking for you.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and pray, and then love the Lord. And God had mercy upon Cain. David also prayed after he sinned with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. The Bible says that he cried to the Lord in Psalm 51, verse 1 to 10. And the Lord heard his cry, and the Lord had mercy on him. And that is what God does for us in prayer. The forgiveness of sins. Number 7, or number 6, which one? Number 7. Overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation. Matthew 26 verse 40. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? And then verse 41. Then he told him, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So watch and pray. Somebody tell the one by you, watch and pray. So you don't enter into temptation. Tell another by you, watch and pray. There is a devil after your life. Tell him there is a devil after your life. So watch and pray.
That's what the Bible said. Jesus told them, watch and pray. So you will not enter into temptation.
That means that those who pray, those who watch, they are able to avoid temptations. They are able to overcome temptations. Hear me. Daily prayer is a major way of escape and triumph over daily temptations and trials. Daily prayer is a major way of escape and triumph for daily temptations and trials. If you overcome temptations yesterday, then it was because you were praying yesterday. And if you overcome temptations today, then it is because you are praying today. Tell somebody why you pray without season. For temptations can come without season. Temptations come unannounced. Trials come unannounced. Without notification, the devil can attack you. But daily prayer is a way of escape. I declare that this month of June you will be an escapee.
Amen.
This month of June you escape every plan of the evil one.
Amen.
This month of June you escape every plan of the evil one.
Amen.
The plans of your enemies, you escape it.
Amen.
The temptations of your enemies, you escape it.
Amen.
The trials of the enemy, you escape it.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, I am the one.
I am the one.
Clap your two hands for Jesus. Without prayer, you will enter into many temptations that are not meant for you. Hear me, there are two classes of temptations. There are temptations that are meant for you. There are things that in your destiny line, God has planned and allowed it that it will come your way. It has a purpose to make you better. He has a purpose to teach you certain lessons in life and to prepare you for your destiny. Those are temptations that God allows to come to you. Like Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. Like Job was allowed to be tempted by Satan. Those are temptations that are meant for you. Those are temptations that are supposed to come to you. That in those kind of temptations, the Lord always makes a way out. The Lord always creates a way of escape for you. Whatever temptation the Lord has allowed into your life, you are coming out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, he said that for every temptation that comes upon you will not be more than you. They are meant for you. They are not supposed to be more than you. They are supposed to be your level. They are part of your story. The Bible says that for God will make a way of escape for everyone in it. So it is your prayer that helps you to access that way of escape when those temptations come to you. Woe unto you if you are not praying in that season. Are you getting what I'm saying at all? I said that there are temptations that must come. There are temptations that God allows to come. It is not to destroy you, but to make you better. It is to prepare you for a journey ahead of you. Like what happened to Joseph. The temptations that befell him, they were not to destroy him. But God created a way of escape for every temptation he allows you to enter. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it is when you are watching and praying that you will be able to find that way of solution or that way of escape. Otherwise, you will be caught up in the temptation and it will destroy you instead of making you better.
So I've got 2 words if you understand what I'm saying. But there are other temptations that are not meant for you.
Tell somebody about you. It's not everything that is for you.
There
is not every temptation that is meant for you.
There
are things God didn't know anything about it. You fell into it.
There
are things God never intended it to happen to you. You gladly fell into it. Maybe by your own mistakes. By your own sins. By your own negligence and carelessness. God didn't ask you. God never intended that they should remove the eyes of Samson. God never. God didn't plan another way of getting eyes for Samson. God is not part of his plan for him. It was the mistake of Delilah that caused him his eyes. It's not a temptation that God allowed him to enter. Most of the time, temptations that are not meant for you, they have the tendency to crush you and finish you. Because most of the times you may not find the way of escape, even though God can have mercy on you and help you out. So that temptation ended the story of Samson. Meanwhile, he had many more years he could have lived. He had many more victories he could have won for Israel. But because he entered into the temptation of Delilah, without God's intention for him, it ended the story in one chapter. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus that any temptation that is not meant for your destiny, may you escape it.
Amen.
Your amen can be a believer's word.
Amen.
I said, may you escape it.
Amen.
Whatever must not happen to your business will never happen.
Amen.
Whatever must not happen to your marriage will never happen.
Amen.
Whatever must not come upon your family will never come. Whatever must not affect your ministry will never affect. The sickness that cannot be cured, it will never ever afflict you. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. And clap your 2 hands together and say, I am
the
one. By, are you following? Now, in such kind of temptation, to the answer is still prayer. Even the one that God didn't plan for you, the answer is still prayer. Because you know why? Because in temptation,
I want social media.
Jesus says that pray, watch and pray, so that you will not enter into it. That means that prayer has the ability to make you not enter into that temptation in the first place. So your enemy could be planning that temptation and you will not enter because you prayed. You don't need to enter and come out. That's not the one we are talking about. There are temptations you must not enter. Because most of the time they will leave you with scars. There are things when they happen to you, your life cannot be the same no matter the mercy of God. I pray that sad things will never be for you.
Amen.
I said, I pray that sad things will never be for you.
Amen.
So I pray that sad things will never ever happen to you.
Amen.
You see, but in prayer, when you are in temptation, the reason why you must pray to overcome it is that prayer has a pain-killing effect. Everybody say painkiller. How many of you know painkillers? Like paracetamol, tramadol, gibidol. You can mention them. All the doors. They are painkillers. Now listen to me. Painkillers don't cure the pain. Painkillers don't cure the sickness. Painkillers only helps you to manage the pain while you are going through that sickness. So you may be suffering from fever, malaria,
Painkiller, paracetamol doesn't solve, it doesn't cure malaria. But when your head is aching because of the malaria, the paracetamol will help you reduce the pain in your head while the malaria medicine performs its work gradually for that 3 days. That is why a lot of you, when you take the paracetamol, then your head is fine a bit. Then after some hours, it starts again. So the painkiller doesn't cure. It only manages. Tell somebody, it doesn't cure, it manages. It manages the problem for you. Until the main medicine finishes its work in your body. Do you understand what I just explained? Do you understand the small thing I just explained? Now, that is one of the effects of prayer. Prayer has a pain-killing effect. There are temptations you will go through because God intended them for you. There are other temptations, your own mistakes landed you into them. But while God patiently works on your case, what will make you be able to manage your situation? What will help you to be able to control yourself? What will help you to be able to go through the situation a day at a time? Until God finishes working things out for you, it's what we call prayer. Prayer is what manages your pain. Prayer is what manages your disappointment. Prayer is what manages your heartbreak. Prayer is what manages that sickness you are going through. Prayer is what manages that failure you have experienced. Prayer is what manages the bad news you have been presented. But as you keep praying, and it is managing you. But anytime you pray, you are comforted. Anytime you pray, God gives you some hope. Anytime you pray, God gives you grace to continue. Sometimes you feel like giving up. But when you feel like giving up, go on your knees in prayer. When you feel like not continuing anymore, go on your knees in prayer. Because when you go on your knees in prayer, you will find strength to keep trying until your story changes. You will find strength to keep trying until God finishes with you. Whenever you pray, your hope is renewed. Whenever you pray, you feel like all hope is not yet lost. Whenever you pray, you feel like God can give you another chance. So when all is not working, make sure that you are still praying. Make sure that you are still praying. Your mother might have given up on you, but don't give up on prayer. Your father might have given up on you, but don't give up on prayer. Your children might have turned their backs on you, but don't give up on prayer. Maybe you have lost your job. You have lost your joy. You have lost your dreams. But don't lose your prayer. No matter what you lose, if you don't lose prayer, then you will survive. Shout, I will survive. Shout, I am a survivor. Say, the devil cannot finish me. Say, the devil cannot stop me. Say, the devil cannot finish me. Say, I will come out of this temptation. Say, I am coming out of this trial. I am coming out of this defeat. I am rising again. I am rising again. I am trying again by prayer. Mila mana mana ke prakosh dede de brande sete brahadish dede kila mana le mahashas. Tell somebody, by lose everything, but don't lose prayer. Catch your mistake. Obet me ashi bibia na mum mention Bible. God, the prayer is your painkiller.
It is the only reason why you have not hanged yourself. The dead of the devil makes you lose the last thing you have, which is prayer. You will hang yourself. Tell another boy, you lose everything. Lose everyone. But don't lose your prayer strength. Because in prayer, you will find comfort. Nobody will be there to comfort you, but some way, somehow. Whenever, how did you notice it? That anytime you come to church, anytime you attend a prayer meeting, when you are leaving, you feel better than you came. You feel like there's going to be something. Something new is going to happen. Because prayer is a painkiller. Research has shown that patients at the emergency ward, my wife has been a senior pharmacist at the emergency ward, so I know what I'm saying, okay? Patients at the emergency ward with critical conditions, most of them who had people coming, visiting and praying for them, most of them recovered faster than those who laid there, nobody prayed for them. Because prayer is a painkiller. I know you are disappointed. I know you feel like you have delayed. I know you feel like something is not working. I also feel same. But the only reason why I still pick the mic is because I have not thrown away prayer. That in my tears I pray. In my discouragement I still pray. In my heartbreak I still pray. When I felt lonely I still pray. When I felt like there is no hope for me I still pray. Because all my enemies do not rejoice over me. For when I fall I will rise up again. And when I am in darkness the Lord will be my light. As I pray with the word of God, I come back energized. I come back fully revived. I come back fully restored. And that is why we are still running this race. That is why we have not given up. So you too, you cannot give up. Shake somebody by you and say, you can't give up. Pray. Pray. For men ought always to pray. And not stop.
I am Miriam.
Clap your two hands for them.
Can some men ought always to pray.
And not stop. Men ought always
to pray.
Because prayer is a painkiller. Prayer is a painkiller. I'm speaking to somebody here, but if I'm speaking to somebody, you'll be praying in your spirit. You'll be praying. God, listen, you will complete this school no matter how difficult it is. I'm telling you, you'll complete. You will not give up. You'll complete. This project you have started, it. You will not die with the project. You will accomplish it. This sickness will not finish you.
Yes.
It will not finish you, I'm telling you. If only you will not give up on prayer. If only you will not give up on prayer, you will not die in this marriage. You will not suffocate in this situation. This job related issue, you have been given an ultimatum.
And time is ticking. And you feel like all hope is lost. But if you not give up on prayer.
Are you hearing what I'm saying, Nato? Do you understand what I'm saying? Sit down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
It happened to Jonah. Jonah messed up big time. So I'm speaking to some Jonas in the house who feel like you have messed up big time. Who feel like what you have done forever and ever, it's a scar on you. You cannot change what you have done. You can't change teenage pregnancy. You can't change what you have done. You have failed that exam. Whether you like it or not, your mates are going 1 year after. And you are still going to be behind you. You have lost that relationship because you messed up. And because of that, for the next 5 years, you may still be looking for who to settle down with. I am speaking to a Jonah that when Jonah messed up in chapter 2, as he was swallowed up by the wave, in thick darkness in the belly of the sea, the Bible says, and Jonah prayed to the Lord. And Jonah prayed to the Lord. And Jonah prayed to the Lord. If you have messed up, and you have not stopped praying, then I am very sure that you will come out. Then I am very, very sure that you will still come out. Then I am very, very sure that you will still bounce back. I am very, very sure your enemies cannot finish you.
But the one who has stopped praying, because it's in the belly of the fish,
it is he that there is no hope for. It is he there is no hope for. Can you be a prayerful woman? Can you be a prayerful single mother? Can you be a prayerful person? Then the Lord will bring you out. And the Lord will make a way of escape. And you will not be finished. Jonah didn't get finished. Even though he messed up. Because of prayer. Because of prayer. Because of prayer. Jesus.
Yes.
When he didn't feel like entering into that temptation. In Luke 22 verse 41 to 43, the Bible says that he saw how sinful men were and how horrific the sin of man is, and the beatings and the torture and what he was about to go through, and he said, ah, Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass by. But not my will. Your will be done. Bible says he prayed 3 hours. 1 hour he came back. 1 hour he came back again. And the last time, it said, not thy will, but your will be done. Then the Bible says, and the angels strengthened him. The angels didn't take the cup away. The angels didn't cancel the temptation. Because this one he must go through. This one it must happen. So there are some that must happen. There are some that you must go through. But in such situations, may angels strengthen you. Put your hand on your head. Say, angels strengthen me. Say, angels strengthen me. Strengthen me to go through whatever I must go through. Strengthen me to go through every destiny temptation. Every trials that are attached to my destiny. Strengthen me to go through it to the latter. May I not be destroyed. May I not be wasted. May I not be finished. May the hand of the Lord
Strengthen me. Speak in the language of the Spirit.
Oh, maybe you have sinned, but you can pray. Maybe you have messed up, but you can pray. Maybe your destiny has set as your destiny has arranged a temptation for you. Your destiny has set you up, but you can still pray. Your marriage is not working, but you can still pray. The baby is not coming, but you can still pray. Academically, you are not seeing God, but you can still pray. The ministry is not working, but you can still pray. Somebody, you are not giving up. Somebody, you cannot give up. The destinies of many are connected to you. The destinies of many are connected to you. You can't disappoint your children. You can't disappoint your parents. You can't disappoint your family. You can't disappoint your company. You can't disappoint your destiny. But our generations.
And Samson messed up.
Now Samson, aye, the name was Oye,
and revealed the secret of his destiny. And the devil said, "It is over with you."
And upon Samson, I beg you,
by the time he came to his consciousness, they have taken away his source of power.
Now, honor funny to me.
They have taken away his source of joy. They have taken away his glory. The only thing that gave him relevance, the only thing that made people look for him,
The devil has taken it away. The devil has stolen it. Maybe you are hearing the sound of my voice. And you think that it is over. Because that thing about you have been taken away. The flower of your virginity is gone. Your glory is gone. Your health is gone. Your skin is gone. Something nice about you is gone. Now you have become a born one. You have become a born two. You have become unemployed. You have lost your glory. Your spiritual character. Then you are Samson.
Samson.
The Bible says.
Sure, Samson.
Samson lost everybody.
Samson should be better.
But when he was alone, maybe you are alone. When he was alone, as he was gliding, as he was pushing, as he was gliding, as he was pushing, he remembered that if my father forsake me, and my mother forsake me, and the lion forsake his children, the Lord, the Lord will not forsake me. The Lord will not reject me. So he cried to the Lord. And he told the Lord that if only you will give me one last strength. So I will finish well. So at least I will summarize well. At least I will conclude well. And the Bible says he started praying. His eyes were gone. His sight was gone. But his prayer was still there. His prayer was still there. Your boyfriend is gone. Your husband is gone. Your dreams are gone. It's almost too late. But your prayer is there.
Yes.
Your prayer is still there. And something started praying. Rasukataba. Make it a break. Sulakataba. Masukataba. Make it a break. As he prayed, the power of the Holy Ghost came upon him. The power of on high came upon him. This morning, the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you. The power of the Lord is coming upon you. The grace of God is coming upon you. You are not wasted. You are not finished. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Your destiny is not over. Your marriage is not over. Your plans are not over. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Your hair will grow again. Your hair will grow again. Your hair will grow again. Your glory will come again. Your hair will grow again.
Receive another opportunity. Open your mouth. Rise up to your feet. And pray. And pray.
Samson's hair started growing again.
Samson Tisha's food.
If you are sitting down, rise up and stand on your feet.
Now what's wrong? It's only been showing now.
And you are commanding that hair to grow again. You are commanding rage to work again. You are commanding another pregnancy. You are commanding that you are going back to school. You are commanding you are returning to your dreams. You are returning. Whatever the devil took from you is coming back. Whatever the devil stole from you is returning. Open your mouth. With all your heart. With all your heart. You are anointed. You are anointed. You are anointed. Of the Lord envelope you wherever you are standing. May the Spirit of the Lord fall upon you wherever you are standing.
Let there be a revival. Let there be a restoration. Let there be an awakening in all rescue churches.
Yes, Lord.
In our personal lives. In our spiritual lives.
Yes.
Let sin depart.
In the name of
Let iniquity depart.
Yes, Lord.
Let transgression depart.
Yes, Lord.
Let our hair begin to grow.
In the name of Jesus.
Let our glory begin to rise.
Yes, Lord.
Let the gifts be released again.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive.
Oh, yes. Receive, where you are standing, the fire of the Lord is upon you. Receive. 1, 2, 3. Receive. Yes.
Close your eyes, lift up your tools.
He's upon you. He's upon you.
Yes.
Is upon you.
Yes,
is upon you. By the count of three.
Yes, Lord.
The glory.
The
marital glory.
The
academic
glory.
The professional glory. The destiny blessing. Is falling.
Yes.
Is falling.
Yes.
Your healing.
Yes.
Your deliverance.
Yes.
One, two, three, four. Is on you. Yes. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Where you are standing, the Spirit of God is on you. It's upon you.
Rados.
By the count of three, a mighty wind,
yes, Lord,
is coming your way.
Yes.
A mighty wind is blowing to your glory, your destiny. Whatever the devil has stolen, take it.
Take it.
Like fire.
Yes, Lord.
It's on your head.
Yes, Lord.
It's on your head.
Yes.
Yes, you. Yes, you.
It's
returning.
Yes, Lord.
Into your hands.
In the name of Jesus.
What they took from you.
Yes.
It's returning.
Yes.
You used to be brilliant.
Oh.
You used to be the glorious one among your father's children. Among your mother's daughters. You used to be promising.
Yes.
But they snatched it from you.
Yes.
But by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, Holy Spirit.
I see fire coming into somebody's house. The fire is going to flow.
Yes.
Your direction.
Yes.
By the count of three.
Yes.
The fire.
The fire.
The fire.
The fire.
It's flowing.
Yes.
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 Receive. Take it.
Yes.
They took it from you. The promises of your family. Receive it. Take it. One, two, three. Take it.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody,
stretch forth your hands. As a UGBB.
As the OGBB.
Yes.
The raw fire of God.
The
raw fire of God.
Yes.
The raw fire of God.
The raw fire of God.
For some of you, it's your miracle babies.
Yes.
They stole your womb. But I put your womb back.
In the name of Jesus.
You are receiving it.
Yes.
You are receiving it.
Yes.
You are receiving it.
Yes.
Miracle children. Miracle children. Miracle children. Miracle children. You are receiving.
Yes.
Take it.
You will not marry to discover you can't give birth.
I cancel.
Name of Jesus.
I release your womb for you.
Yes.
I release your womb for you.
Yes.
There is somebody that the Lord is giving you children.
Amen.
You will not marry to discover you are barren. The Lord is restoring it.
Amen.
Whatever they took from you,
yes.
By the count of three,
by the count of three,
that fire will enter,
yes,
into you right now, uncontrollably. That fire, with your twins, with your children, is returning. Take it one, take it two,
yes.
Take it, yes. Receive. 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 The fire is falling. The fire is falling.
Yes.
The fire is falling.
Fire is falling.
My destiny is restored.
Where
you are standing, say, my destiny is restored.
My destiny is restored.
Say, my glory is restored.
My glory is restored.
To its original state.
To its original state.
To its original state.
To its original state.
Kase mi jima die.
Mi jima die.
Mi jimi shebre.
Mi jimi shebre.
Mi jimi new nyam.
Mi jimi new nyam.
Say die nyam mi bom eno.
Say die mi bom eno.
Mi fama die.
Mi fama die.
Say die nyam mi bom eno.
Say die nyam mi bom eno.
Mi fama die.
Mi fama die.
Receive it in Jesus.
Yes,
I restore it. I restore it.
Yes,
I restore you.
Yes,
I restore you.
Yes,
back
yes,
to original position.
Yes, Lord.
Back. 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 I restore. I restore it. Back to original position. Yes. Yes. By fire. By fire. Back to the original position. Yes, their glory.
Yes, Lord.
Their glory.
Yes, Lord.
Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Yes, Lord.
Take it.
Yes, Lord.
Take it.
Rade.
Restore. 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 Restore.
Yes, Lord.
Restore.
Yes, Lord.
Restore.
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 Restore. Back.
Yes.
To original.
Yes.
Back.
Yes.
To original. Let the glory of the Lord swallow you up.
Yes, Lord.
Please. Restore.
Yes.
Yes. Take it.
Yes.
I restore you
yes.
back
yes.
to
yes.
that glory. To
yes.
that glory.
Yes.
Take it now.
Yes.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Da, 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 da.
Take it. Restore him. Restore him.
Restoration, Lord.
Jesus.
Restoration, Lord. Restoration,
Lord. God's glory be reproduced in her life again, 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 again. Like fire,
yes,
like fire,
like fire,
like fire,
like fire,
like fire,
like fire,
all over,
yes,
all over,
yes,
all over,
yes,
all over,
yes,
all over.
The glory.
Take it. Restore
the glory of the Lord.
Original. Original.
Yes.
Original.
Restoration.
Take it.
Restoration. The glory of the Lord. Restoration.
The devil will not rob you.
Yes.
Of your original.
In the name of Jesus.
Your original. No original. Receive. Your original.
The glory of the Lord.
Lift up your two hands, everyone. Restore to the original state. To the original state. Restore the glory. Restore the glory. But I count on prayer like five.
Yes, midnight.
Yes.
And are you faint?
As I finish preparing, and I went back to take a short sleep and nap before coming to church. The Lord reveals something to me which I believe is a mystery. Listen, there are many of us here that our destinies have been ushered into a realm of discolorfulness. You are not shining as much as God intended you to shine. You are not receiving things as God intended you to receive. Things are working not according to God's plan. And I saw in the vision of the night how sin had taken over field, death has taken over the lives of people. Within this place, all over the place, and I didn't know that God was going to do something like this this morning. But I was praying and I was asking for mercy for the church, mercy for all the youths that are gathered here. I don't know the lives you live when you leave this place. I can't follow you to your house. I can't monitor you in your room. I don't know the lives that you live, but God says that your lives are not pleasing to Him. Every one of us. This morning, I will pay. I don't know about you, but I want the 100% original plan of God for my life. I want the 100% glory of God. I don't know about you. I want you to go before the Lord and ask God to have mercy on you. I don't know how far you have come in life. But for a lot of us, God is telling me that sin has ushered you where you are, not God. The complications in your life has been because of your own sins. Let's go before the Lord on our knees. I am asking for mercy for my own sins. Ask for mercy for your own wrongdoings. God wants to change the destiny of every young person here. If I have done something, Lord, that you know about, for which reason life is not treating me fair, for which reason things are not happening the way anticipated, I will not argue anymore. I will not pretend anymore. I am a sinner. Though I come to church, though I preach, though I lead, though I sing, though I usher, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. I want you to restore me back. Like Jonah. Like Samson. The small disobedience. Have mercy upon me. I want the real colorful destiny. I want the fullness of the glory. Go before the Lord. And talk to the Lord. And ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. Everyone. Everyone, ask God to have mercy on you. You know the things, mention and ask Him to forgive you. If you know the things you are doing, just mention them. Don't pretend. Mention. Just mention.
Everybody pray. I want to every instrumentalist, musician, everybody. I saw it everywhere. From the altar to the back, I saw it. So everybody, ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am of all men, hopeless, of all men, sinful. Forgive me. Forgive me for my disobedience daily. Forgive me for my rejection of your directions and your counsel. Forgive me for my lust. Forgive me for my guilt. Forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for any form of iniquity. Any form, Lord. Immorality, lies, pride, stealing, cheating, lying. Of all the sins, Lord. Your servant, I come to you. I am not the holiest of these people. I am as sinful as everybody is. Forgive me and forgive your people. We have come together before you with all our youthfulness, our exuberances, our activeness, our naughtiness, our rebellion, our lustfulness, our rejection of your will. And we say, forgive us. Mop your church, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. Mop every member, new or old. Mop every visitor. Mop every instrumentalist. Mop every chorister. Mop every pastor. Clean, sanctify every deacon, every shepherd, every leader, every usher, every media man, every visitor, every worker, every member, everyone, Lord. Nobody claims to be righteous before you, Lord. We have all men sinful. Forgive us for the things we should have done that we did not do. Forgive me. For the things I should have done that I left undone. Forgive me. Forgive your church for everything. The smoking, the stealing, the fighting, the brawling, the drunkenness, the gambling. Oh, the greed. Forgive us. We are all sinners. Forgive us. We are just in need, like David. We are in need of your mercy. Like Jonah, like Samson. We are in need of your mercy. Rescue, we need your mercy. Don't watch on for the devil to finish us. Don't watch on for the devil to waste us. Don't watch on for the devil to scatter these young people. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Father. And let every sin be forgiven. Forgive me, Lord, as I go. Forgive me. Forgive your people, Lord, as they go back. Forgive them, please, Father. Forgive. And let your glory return to our lives. Your gifts, the anointings, the graces, the businesses, the connections, the partners, the marriages, the weddings, the glory, the jobs. Oh God, help your people. We come to you. Don't let the enemy finish us. That the world will mock and say the Lord was not with them. Arise and have mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we rise? Did you pray that prayer? Yes. Everybody lift up your right hand. Be upstanding. And close your eyes. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you just as I am. A sinner pretending to be the good person. Forgive us our sins. Forgive me my sins. By the blood of Jesus, wash away all my sins. Those I know of and those I've lost track of. My past,
and even my present. Forgive me, Lord. I receive your Holy Spirit afresh into my life. Restore me, Lord, with the joy of your salvation. Let me on me. Be with me, Father. Help me in all that I do, and let your glory be seen in my life and my destiny. Whatever was stolen in my moment of sin, whatever was destroyed, by your mercy, restore me. Restore me. Restore me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.